You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Absolutely. That has been a little bit of everything and every game and every style and everything you could think of. So, you know, the first one started off like your standard, like, you know, 8-bit, 16-bit,
right,
you know, over the top. But, like, it had such unique turn-based combat.
Yeah.
Because you could negotiate with the monsters. You could actually...
So you don't have, like, to fight everyone. Oh,
yeah. You don't have to fight everybody.
Like, very
you
cool.
Could be like, hey, man, you're a demon, but you seem cool. Like, can we just not fight? And they'd be like...
Do you have to offer...
Right, get out of here!
Do you have to offer them any, like, materials or bribes or anything like that? I mean, because I'm new... I'm totally new to Persona. This is, like, one of the first times I'm getting acclimated with it. Lightstar sent me an awesome link to a lot of the history and such from Persona, so I'm going to let him take the lead on this one.
Well, I mean, so in the first one...
Yeah.
If I'm remembering... And it's been a minute since I played that one, but... In the first one, I recall that the earlier, like, monsters and things, you didn't need to. You just had to, like, there were, like, certain conversational lines you had to follow.
Right.
Or you'd piss them off or offend them or something like that.
Okay.
And,
so it's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure kind of.
Right.
A lot of text-based.
And,
yeah. Very cool.
And so, like, the personas were, like, your summons.
Right.
Like, so once you got them, like, it was basically like you had to, like, go out and, you know, charm your way into being friends with your summon for your RPGs.
Very cool.
So, I mean, it was really like that. Like, they've had relationship mechanics in their games
right.
from, like, forever ago.
What is the premise? What, like, who's the villain? Is there some type of, you know, earth-shattering...
Shadow Organization.
Okay.
Shadow.
Okay. So, the Shadow Organization, what are they doing? What are you... Are you trying to stop them from doing what? What are... You know...
So again, this is where I really need to, like, re-acclimate myself with the storyline. Because, again, it's been a minute. Like, I mean...
No problem.
It's probably been from, like, when you lived in Florida.
Yeah, it goes back that far. You said it's a 20-year round of, you know, different... I think they're up to 5 now. And like you said, there's a couple of different genres. There's, like, an action in RPG. You know, I think Persona 5 Strikers, which is rolling out, which looks interesting. But, you know, I want to play... I don't know the storyline at all, so... To jump in at, like, chapter 5, maybe not the best thing. I mean, you know,
see, that's the thing. Like, none of the games need you to have played any of the others.
Okay, very cool. Good.
Like,
good.
They're all very functional as standalone games. So.
Got you. Okay, good to know. But now this is good, because since I'm coming in fresh to the Persona universe or what have you, you know, this will all be new to me, which is excellent. Very cool. And, of course, have you played any? Or this is going way back, but do you remember playing any at all?
So, I don't think I ever played the original
right,
one.
Because I think that was, like,
probably,
on PS1.
Yeah, I probably came into it in, like, the... early 2000s and
okay
all.
Still excellent. Yeah, much more, much longer than I have.
I'm trying to see if I can find the storyline of it.
Okay.
I mean, the thing is, okay, so yeah, that was probably it. Okay, so probably this one, Persona 3, is probably the first one that I won.
Gosh.
I probably was in.
Okay.
But, you know, it was just like the high school got overrun by beasts, no shadows. And it was like because of some shady experiments and all.
Hmm. Okay.
And. Yeah, and so you basically were helping to uncover the mystery. But yeah, like, they, you know, it's really, like, a lot of them were very, you know, very good. Like, they're all JRPG-ish, but,
right.
I mean, the thing is, like, their characters are very relatable for anybody that's played it, you know. Like, they deal with concepts that other games won't, like, so, you know, Persona 5
right.
Deals with, you know, abuse and blackmail and suicide and things like that in their
Whoa.
Game. And, like, a lot of games will not touch that kind of stuff, but, like, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. So, I'm going to do some housekeeping if... Let's see. Do I have...
Housekeeping! You want me, Fluff Pillow?
Whoa. But yeah, I am six... do you want to talk patch notes? Do you want to talk patch notes next? Or do you want to talk some No Man's Sky?
We can do the patch notes. They updated just about every monster... well, I mean, a lot of monsters, anyways.
Yeah, definitely. But like you said, I think, you know, when we were doing our quick little pre-show discussion, you mentioned the Fire Beast Rider, which I just pulled.
Yes, Miss Masha herself.
Masha.
Masha. I mean, I must say, selfishly, that was one of the ones that I took a great interest in. Was...
Yeah, you have her too. So, let's see. Beast Monk Fire. Crushing Blow. When a critical hit lands, it increases your attack speed for 2 turns and removes all beneficial... And then, just the whole Beast Monk family, it looks like. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Yeah.
For those that don't know, that is from Pitch Meetings, one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Pitch Meetings.
They recently, as of March, have their own channel. So,
excellent.
They are still a part of Screen Rant.
Right.
Instead of their channel and their videos being under Screen Rant,
yeah.
They now have their own channel where new videos are being released. So.
Oh, I did not know that. Thank you. Because
I'm a big fan.
Excellent. So, let's
won't that be awkward in the movie? No, be barely inconvenience.
But yeah, it looks like the Fire Chimera provokes all enemies for 1 turn, excluding the enemy target attacked on your... Jeez. Sekhmet got a little bit of a buff or cooldown for Charming Voice Wind. Okay.
Sekhmet! I love me some Sekhmet.
Which Pioneer do you have? Do you remember offhand?
Usa?
Usa, okay.
The water one.
Very cool. Kung Fu Girls got a buff. What? Did they get buffs? Oh, yeah.
Buff.
My buff. My wind Kung Fu Girl actually helps me in Steel Fortress. Yeah. I don't have the dark one. I have almost the whole family of Kung Fu Girls. Anyway. Dark Sand Emperor. Do not have. The Amyojis. That's interesting.
Amyoji, Amyoji.
They're Italian. They're
Amyoji.
So, funny enough.
Esther, can you come and you have the pasta? I'm sorry to everybody out there in the entire world. Let's just apologize.
Yes, please. Do not cancel us. But anyway,
Would they cancel me for a nice whimsical 1930s impression of
Luigi?
Every no, there's three Marios between us. There's Luigi Mario and Mario Mario.
Anyway, so
I love John Leguizamo, the
wind Amyoji is actually on my list for my you know,
yes.
5-year summoner.
Because some of us get what we want from
sometimes
in this game.
Sometimes, but
sometimes I feel.
But yeah,
like
she increasing
what
your
did,
attack.
What did they do to him?
Increases your attack bar by 100% after using the Karma skill, which is I think the S2 or S3. Still very
nice.
Cool. Very, very cool. They're 4 stars. They are
all the way at the bottom, and I must have missed them somewhere. Or I have my team of them in my actual box, and that's why I didn't notice them. But that's cool. So, you know, why don't we talk about that while you're talking about, like, after the buff? Like, we can show and see which one you think you're going to get.
Yeah.
Any other notable updates? What did they do to Masha?
Let's see. Fire Beast Rider.
By the way, War says.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Looks like they changed her passive, which was as is. The attack bar increasing skill granted on yourself increases by 50%, and your attack bar decreasing skill effect granted on yourself decreases by 50%. Also, your attack speed increases by 15% whenever your attack bar increases due to the skills up to 5 different times. Whoa.
Well, let us pray. She seems still good.
Let's see.
I just realized, yeah, I do not have the dark Kung Fu girl.
Hmm. Yeah, I know the light one was Hall of Heroes some time ago, mm-hmm. but I think you have to roll the dark one. But yeah, that's one change to her passive for the Fire Beast Rider. That is. So up to 5 times she can, oh, wow, can get speed buffs. You know, or actually attack bar buffs, I should say. Jeez.
Mm.
Very, very cool.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty cool. Let's see. Weapon Masters. Do you have any of the Weapon Masters? I'm not sure.
Just the fire one, remember?
Oh, okay. Beast Monks, yes. Beast Monks got a buff also. When critical hits last, it increases your attack speed for 2 turns and removes a beneficial effect on a crit. Jeez. And that's all of them. Water, wind, light, and dark, so.
That's decent.
Yeah. So the Beast Rider and the Beast Monks, Desert Queen, the Sekhmet, Fire Desert Queen, her charming voice got reduced by about her cooldown got reduced by 1 turn, so 4 stars. Four turns for that 5-star. 4 turn. That 5-star. Excellent. Yeah, man. Nothing else that I can really units that we really don't have, like the Light Fairy King. But that's just the awakening effect. And a couple of skill errors. Nothing, but yeah, it's just all the more reason to build your Fire Beast Monk.
Well, nerf. Oh, I mean, Masha's always been built. She was an integral part of my team until I replaced her with a couple other things.
Got you. So I need help. I need help spending my 8-year coins. So, what do you suggest? I mean, things like Devilmon, yeah, obvious. Definitely will get Devilmon. Do you suggest runes or scrolls? Because, you know, we do have new units coming up.
What do you have on the bottom so far?
I haven't spent anything.
Jesus Christ. Well, yeah. First and foremost, get you the ancient coins because, you know, those things are, you know, all the events.
Got you.
And then that can get you 6-star runes in between and all. Guaranteed legends. I would definitely get the 5-stars because, you know, Rainbow Mon because you can. I would get the King Angel Mon, maybe. I would personally get the 3 Legend Scrolls because of what you're saying about the new units and all. The Devil Mons, of course. Mm-hmm. And I like the Awakening Forces and the instant 6-star scrolls.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I like. But I've bought all of those, and then I did about 100 of each of the scrolls and runes.
Right. How was your rune luck? Any?
Oh, I haven't undid them yet.
Oh, okay.
I figured I'd wait till we were together.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Well, guess what? We are together. So... So,
excuse me.
Bless you 2 times.
You'd have seen it come. It was only one, but it was powerful. But if you could have seen me, you'd have saw it was coming. I was trying to fight it. I was very heroic. Assume I adopted the most heroic pose you've ever seen.
Amazing. And,
fought against it like the Dickens. But while we're here in the event page, the 5-star.
Yes.
Monster, where you have had, like the coin shop, infinite luck. Why don't you show everybody what you got for your options?
I will. I'll do that right now.
Because I don't mind being the little salt block that could that I am.
So I was only able to pull 4, but I pulled a good one. Out of the 4. Praha. So the first front runner was probably the Wind Omniyoji. But then 2 pulls later, Praha. So I want to share the pulling of Praha with all of you.
I lied to you, by the way. I thought you meant the Shadowcaster because that came out at the same time as the Weapon Master, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have the Fire Shadowcaster. I don't have any Weapon Master.
Okay, no problem. See? Keep it neat and tidy over here at Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
Now, on the other hand, I have 7 summons, and like my luck in normal summons, I have Molong. Have him.
Yep.
Water Chimera.
Pulled them in on your birth. No, I pulled them on my birthday. That's what it was. Yes.
We have Water Desert Queen. Had her forever.
For a while, yeah.
The Fire Shadowcaster. Yep. I have Legmaran, the Wind Chimera. I have him.
Pulled him recently. Yep.
Fire Valkyrie. I have.
You've had for some time. Yep.
Which leaves me with my one and only option, the Fire Mage.
So let's check the Fire Mage out. Let's see.
Why not? I'm summoning her now. Yes, I can only acquire one. And that's the one.
Fire Mage. So, but yeah, of course, afterwards we'll check out the Wind Oracle because the Water Oracle Praha because never in a long time I would think I would pull that, so. But yes, Fire Mage, Coco! I'm in love with the Coco. Let's see if you'll be in love with the Coco. Attacks an enemy 2 times and decreases the attack power for two turns with a 35% chance with each attack. That's your S1. Okay. Nightcrow attacks the enemy three times and leaves a branding effect for two turns with a 75% chance each. The cooldown of Chaos Magic Circle, or whatever, will be decreased by one turn whenever you attack the enemy under harmful effects. So far, so good. Seems like a pretty good pull. And Chaos Magic Circle. Summons five magic spheres, which each can inflict damage equal to 150% of your attack power.
Apparently she got buffed last patch.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't seem like a bad pull by any means.
Oh, it's not bad.
it's the only one you can do.
It was just, out of seven, yeah. I wanted it to be, at least be like, I had to think about it, like,
right.
What should I get? What could be good here?
If you get attacked from the enemy...
One.
While you still have the magic spheres, uses one magic sphere to counterattack and increase your attack bar by 50%. When you attack in your turn, all remaining spheres will attack your target together. That sounds awesome, bro. Her leader skill, critical rate in guild content. Excellent. Very cool. So, yep. Just like my buddy Lightstar will, I will pull my...
And while you're doing that, I will start to open my runes and see if anything's worthwhile.
Okay. I'll do the same right after.
Nope.
Right afterward. Water Oracle, yes. Whew. Never in a million years.
Never. So far, no good on the runes. LJ to Titan. How you doing, LJ Titan? LJ Titan 00. How you doing? He says hi. You should say hi.
What's going on? Monster acquired.
Normally, right? Normally, you'd be able to see both of us, but, you know, technical difficulties being what they are and all, you know, this blasted technology thing sometimes.
Well, there she is. What an Oracle. Praha.
You know, I have to say, like, I don't know how I felt about that initially.
About what?
Between that and the AmiYuji, because, you know, the AmiYuji is a quality choice as well, but I think you did really well.
I think so also. I appreciate that, thank you. But let me join you over in the coin shop and start using these coins.
Oh, I've already used my coins. I'm just opening the runes from them.
Got you. Let's get some runes.
I'm such a rune prude these days. I hate it.
A rune prude?
There used to be a time when, like, half these runes that I'm seeing, I would have probably built them up, but... So, War says, build Praha, speed, crit rate, HP percentage, same in subs.
Speed, crit rate, what percentage?
HP
percentage. Excellent, thank you. Because I did not know how to rune her at all. I am a... Besides Juno, I don't have any of the oracles. But I do now. So...
You remember when I had a 50-50 between...
Between what?
I pulled Jameer. I have Jameer. Huh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the part of the show where I have weird, not really revelations about monsters that I'm sad that I didn't get at the time, and now I'm sad because now I remember it. I do have them.
Yep.
But you remember when, like, I first got, the Wind Oracle, hold on. What's her name? Ciara.
Yeah, the most used.
And it was, like, her versus Jameer in my picks. So.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and he says Juno should be on crit rate as well, so they cycle faster.
Hmm. Excellent. I do not think mine is on has much crit rate at all, so that's good advice. See? We learned something.
The more you know. Bing. So once you get however many, whatever you're summoning... Let's do it.
let's do what?
Summon.
I'll summon a couple because, you know, I want to start stacking scrolls again.
You're weird.
For the stacking scrolls.
But you see, if it's August, I can't wait that long. I have a post control problem. These scrolls tell me I must spend them.
Sounds like...
I can't help it. They're chatty Cathy's. What could I do? What could I do indeed?
Yeah, why not? I mean, let's see. I got a couple...
It's a cool whip.
No, it's not. It sure is not, Stewie.
Give me my money, bread. I want my money, bread.
Hysterical.
I shouldn't love Stewie as much as I do, but
Stewie, come on, Stewie is great.
By the way, completely unrelated to anything, but if anybody likes sci-fi and laughing and thinks Seth MacFarlane is just a treasure of a comedic genius. Watch the Orville. You owe it to yourself and your brain to watch the Orville.
See, I wouldn't I know it's like a parody of like a lot of space dramas, but like, I wanted to make sure that it was okay with you to check it out.
It does a better job of being a spiritual successor to Star Trek than some Star Trek episodes would.
So. Gotcha. Awesome. Awesome. But
see, he says you don't have to save mystical scrolls because they'll have their own scrolls for the collaboration. See? Listen to War.
Listen to War. Why not?
Spend those scrolls. Move that bus.
Oh, you know what I saved for today also? My 4 stars. Four star summoning.
I need to summon my the only one I had that really mattered for that one.
Yeah. Pick for me fire, water, wind. Which one should I do a couple of them?
But what do you not have your monster box filled out on?
Because
I know what I need, and it is one water monster, and I've already gotten it here, so I'm about to summon that because that's the one I needed.
Gotcha.
Water Rune Blacksmith, the only one of the only 4-star I did not have in the normal 3 attributes. So. Yeah, so, Robo.
Yeah.
You got that,
I don't have any of the Robos, so it doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. That'd be cool. Like you said, Rune Blacksmith, I have the wind one. I don't have the other ones.
Fire what, War? What do you mean? You just said fire. I'm worried for his safety now. Stop, drop, and roll, War. Stop, drop, and roll. Public service announcement. And it was at that time that Anthony Dufresne realized he messed up.
Sober Shabbos. Oh, shout out to everyone celebrating Shabbos next week. Shout out to the Big Lebowski.
Oh, you're doing exactly what War said. He said go for a fire nap four.
See? Great minds think alike. Oh, good. Skill ups for my fire twins. That might be it. Ha! Skill ups for Deuce. I got the dark one.
So you would rather waste a guaranteed summon on something you have for skill up than keep summoning until you get something you don't have?
Oh, no.
You're weird.
I'm going. What are you talking? I'm just making highlights. Oh, fire on emoji.
Miller highlights.
Yep, just making. Do I have a fire beacon? I think I do, but I'm gonna check, make sure.
I don't remember. I think it was Miller. Wait, I don't remember the beer. But
Robo. I do not have a Robo. Perfect.
But apparently our presidents in the past have had, like, been obsessed with certain beers and all.
Really?
To the point of, like, flying them in and, you know.
I would if I was president.
I don't know what I would do. I mean, like, if I had a personal chef all the time.
Exactly.
I don't really know what I'd do. I'm not that guy, though. I don't know.
You're more of a humble guy. I understand.
I'd be like, can I fix you something? Do you want me to make you a PB&J? Like, you know. Make you a nice, you know.
Verdo!
Raspberry roulade with a pomegranate glaze. Like, you know.
Remember, it's your chef.
Strawberry panna cotta with a pomegranate glaze.
Definitely have Dalsim. Like the actual Dalsim. So far, the world.
Didn't you summon, like, 500,000 Dalsim.
I had all elements of Dalsim during Street Fighter.
Light,
dark, fire, water, wind.
And I'm still pissed. Like, still pissed. I couldn't get a single Ryu. Not one. Anyone. I just wanted one of each of them.
Yeah, I hear you.
So that I could keep a collection of them for my own amusement. And I couldn't even get a Ryu. Not even a shitty Ryu. Sorry, pardon my language.
I don't know. I wish I can give you mine. Just because I'm that generous.
You know, this is what kills me. Your account houses, like, some of the best monsters this game has ever put forth. And they, like, insultingly protect your storage defense force.
Oh, yeah.
That's a me level amount of, like, chagrin there, you know?
Great minds think alike, right? Great minds think alike.
Remember when I, like, strictly put Leo in defense of the...
oh, yes. I remember.
But now, like, he single-handedly carries my team on some floors
for Labyrinth, right?
The Tartarus Labyrinth.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can do some hell stages even now with him, so...
Sexy.
So, you know, I gotta give him his props, and I saved his life, and I saved him from being eaten alive for you to get crystals. So, you know.
So, I'm gonna get the rest of a couple more mysticals, and then we can start summoning.
Sounds good.
Oh, Superman 3 stories. I know you wanted to. All right, 20. I know you wanted to talk Superman.
So you always have to remind me what my rant was, because
your rant was Superman 3 is the best of the Christopher Reeve ones, and fight me. And I was like, dude, I have a great Superman 3 story, and I'll tell it to you.
Yes, I will maintain this for everybody who thinks it was the campiest and the, you know, most ridiculous. It was. You're right. But it was that, like, it was the most comic booky of all of them.
It's a comic book movie, yeah. Like, you're supposed to laugh. It's supposed to be over the top. It's a comic book movie. Everyone forgets they want realism in comic book movies.
And then, like, on Superman 4, they went, like, we are going to be so heavy-handed with this message that Superman's going to, like, you know, stop the Cold War. Like, and I got it. I got that it was a little too heavy-handed, that whole storyline. But, like, no. So that's why I think I think Superman 3 was great. I think Richard Pryor's character in it was magnificent.
Yeah, he was a hacker. He was one of the first hackers. It was so funny.
Right. And, I like the whole Superman being willing to sacrifice his power, you know, for love and all. Because, again, you know, if you're a super being and, like, the only thing being denied to you is actually having somebody love you, like, that would be, like, the most important thing in the world to you, you know?
Definitely.
And then, like, the whole thing with him struggling with, like, you know, the dilemma of feeling an obligation to, you know, to save the world or have a life himself. You know, I mean, that's the kind of things that made me fall in love with Superman in the comics. Like, I loved those intellectual, deep, like, moralistic debates that he would have, you know?
I hear you.
So, Superman 3 was the best. Now, please, regale me with the tale.
So, I actually went to see Superman 3 in the theater. And, you know, same deal. Thought it was great. Loved the whole, you know, Kryptonite making him into bad Superman, and then, you know, Clark Kent had to fight, I guess you could say, you know, the bad Superman or whatever. And
his id
or whatever, or Bizarro, if you will. You know, Bizarro Superman. It was so funny. He went to bar, like, you know, you always tell this dad joke where Superman's a mean drunk. He actually went to a bar and drank whiskey and had a 5 o'clock shadow, and his, like, uniform was all dirty. Like, you know, bad Superman, quote unquote, was so, like, it was so funny and so over the top. And he was just, like, messing with people because he was, you know, so, a little bit drunk and such like that. But it was such an epic fight between the Clark Kent side and the bad Superman side. They eventually came to a conclusion where the both halves became Superman. I just love that scene.
Now, I wonder one thing, not to interrupt, but just real quick. His stained uniform, I wonder, did he have to go to the Bottle City of Kamdor and go to, like, a local cleaner there to get... No, okay, I'm sorry.
You're diving deep. We can dive deep into Superman stuff. We can talk Mr. Mitzelplick. We can, you know, even though I was a Marvel head, I did read Superman comics. I had, and enjoyed them.
And I was a DC head until ruined it for me.
Until they ruined it for you, but that... But
here's for anybody wondering how they ruined it, here's how they did it. Superman would never lose a fight to Batman. The end. And there's only about 5,000 variations on this exact argument where everybody's response is bad. And he was prepared. He thought ahead. Now, here's my other thing, okay? And recently I watched a little bit of Superman 3 after we talked about this. So,
yeah, very cool.
So I'm well versed. They were literally looking for pieces of Krypton in another galaxy. So that was establishing the lore that Krypton was in another galaxy. Now, what in God's name, with this planet blowing up, would blast a piece of it anywhere near Earth where we could get it? And these cats find it all the time and can weaponize it against Superman. All the time. What is that? What is that?
Logic. I mean, logical arguments. I can't really argue. But, yeah, man. But I like Superman 3 a lot. The part where they, at the end, where they're fighting the machine or whatever, and they shoot that suffocation bubble around them. Oh, I had nightmares about that. Oh, dude. Many nightmares. And then especially the part where the woman gets caught in the machine and she, like, it starts to, like, mechanize her and stuff like that. Oh, so many nightmares. Oh, woke up screaming. Still love that movie, though.
Still great.
Still great movie. So little Aztec was traumatized by Superman 3 nightmares. But still one of my favorite. But yeah, I...
You know, now here's the difference.
What's up?
Aztec... scared of being turned into a machine. Me thinking, wow, they get to be a machine. How cool is that? That was my vibe. I was like, man, they're basically the Borg now. That's so cool.
Dude, scary. She was like getting forcibly mechanized. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, there was a... over the line part there.
So we're Shabbos. I don't roll on Shabbos.
Your foot was over the line, Smokey. It doesn't count.
No, but
zero, dude.
World of pain. Anyway, enough with the Big Lebowski references.
You're entering a world of pain here.
So I'm gonna pop some of these runes, and then we can pop some scrolls, and all will be well. And good news, my stream actually started a good half an hour.
Good news, everybody!
About half an hour ago, so we've been able to capture all this nonsense. Let's see. Oh yeah, here we go.
Da-da-da. I'm looking at the future weeks.
For the special summonings.
I mean, if you don't have him this week for the exclusive summoning stones.
Yeah.
Hey Gang, the water art master.
Oh, I do not.
One of my favorite monsters and just a rock star. He can convert any buffs the other team has to being a damage over time effect. So,
excellent. Whoa. Got a pretty good rune. Resistant will rune. Slot 2 speed. Some crit rate, HP, accuracy. Will runes I have very, very small amounts of. So that is actually, let's do this rage rune, maybe it'll be good. Flat 4-star. Sell it. Bye.
So hey gang, that's pretty good. Nothing really tickles my fancy next week. I don't imagine you will either.
Right.
It's a Ladriel, the wind archangel.
Right.
Fire Phoenix and the water monkey king. All good choices, but I own all of them. The following week, it's Ciara, the Fire Unicorn, and the Water Triton. And then it's the Chimera. What's his name? The Fire Chimera. Fire Chimera, Desert Queen, mm-hmm. Wind, and the Water Dragon as well. I mean, I don't have the Wind Paladin.
Right.
So maybe I'll try these three just to see what happens. But for the most part, I'm not really seeing anything on the near horizon that I would be interested in.
I hear you.
Look at you buying all the scrolls.
Yeah, why not? Make it a good end of May.
Your name is Flounder.
Why?
Why not?
Exactly. But yeah, it's a Memorial Day weekend summoning session. Why not spend some of my thousands of crystals? Why not use a couple? What else? There it is. There we go. And do I have coins left? I do. Get a couple more. And then...
You can't see the look on my face.
All right, all set.
Are you? Because you said that like 20 minutes ago. So we're gonna say.
Well, strange, right? Doctor Strange. All right, I'm good. Should I count it down?
You should, sir.
But we started talking, you know, Superman stuff. So anyway. So, I'm going to start with my mysticals and then end with my legendaries. So, 3, 2, 1, and summon.
Exclusive summoning stones. I got nothing, by the way, in case you're wondering. 10 times the summon. Oh, look at you getting lightning.
Yeah, I got a wind gargoyle.
Wind gargies. Wind gargs. Nice, not bad. Hey look, I got some lightning. Got a 4-star, Rakshasa, okay. Did I tell you, I don't know why I have them now, but I have two of the summoning, what do you call them, the Splendid Blessings.
Yes, you did inform me. Who got on the chopping block?
I forget. Somebody insignificant to me, though.
Damn.
I know it was a dupe of some kind. It was a dupe on dupe scenario, so.
Got you.
Either one of them was doomed, but, you know.
Got you.
Well, that's why I didn't let them get into my brain. Hey, look, more lightning. Garo, the fire ninja.
Fire ninjas are pretty awesome. Just like in and out of Summoner's War. Like, the ones in Ninja Gaiden, freakish. They would throw grenades at you.
Those were great games, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I like the Ninja Gaiden games.
Agreed. Liked them a lot. They made you better at other games. That's how good they were. Because they were so hard, you would play another game and be like,
but, you know, I mean, to compare it to something like, you know, the Dark Scroll, or, yeah, that's that, right? The ones that are, like, nigh on impossible.
Yep.
I don't know. I just, comparatively, I just think, you know, like, it was more fun that it was this way than, you know. Then, I mean, because you have, I don't know, you have a chance with Ninja Gaiden, even on the, like, the harder difficulty.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. It was,
I don't know, it felt fun, and it felt like you were actually, you know, accomplishing things. So.
Yeah, I mean, I had, and the moves were so satisfying to pull off, too, like, you know, doing like the pile drivers and using the different ninja magic. Oh man, it was. I don't know. I liked those a lot. You brought up a good point. You brought us.
How many more do you have to go, by the way?
About 20, and then I'll do my legendaries.
Okay.
So far, been a great day. We both got Nat 5s from the event. You know.
Yeah. We
did. What a Rakasha. Just got some like Rakshasa or whatever. Whatever the heck.
Yeah, while we're doing that, who you shouting out? I'm shouting out War and LT. LJ Titan, you know, they hung out in the chat today, and just, you know, all our Discorderlies, like, why not?
I am going to, who gave us some, Via Trattoria in South Orange, amazing, amazing pizza place, absolutely amazing, has been there forever, for over 20 years or so, but, Trattoria is awesome. I'm gonna pop my last three legendaries.
Yeah, fire away.
Any
hitting nothing on top of nothing.
I got some lightning from a legendary.
Really? From a legendary? That's so surprising.
Yeah. Fire cannon girl. Definitely will be fed to my wind cannon girl, because she's awesome. Water Undined, you will be fed to somebody. I don't know. I don't know yet. Last legendary for the month of May. And another Fire Cannon Girl. Look at that redundancy. How funny is that? Fun, fun, fun.
I am not redundant. You are redundant.
Oh, we didn't... We'll save our No Man's Sky talk for probably for next week or so. But No Man's Sky...
Yes. And if... Nobody has done it yet. Go and watch Star Wars Obi-Wan, it harkens back to the great movie storytelling of old. And
great to hear.
I enjoyed it so much.
Great to hear, because, you know, we're both huge Star Wars heads, and that's awesome to hear. Because I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to check it out, like, right after the show. So,
But also, watch the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie. It is the spiritual successor of
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Who Framed Roger, and it is so good. And I watched it twice in the first day and a half it was out, and I've started watching the series on Disney Plus because I could.
Just to refresh, I hear you.
And then I'll go back and I'll watch the movie another time after that, just to, you know, have all those episodes fresh in
my head. Yeah, exactly. Very cool. Well, very cool. Thank you guys for listening/watching. Everybody live long and prosper.
I'm doing it. Peace and long life.